process is in French only. So is the online survey and the guide for organizing community discussions. So we wanted to get some reaction from the city, and who better than the executive committee member responsible for seniors' issues, Rosanny Filato, joining us now. Good morning.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Okay, can you clarify it, or are they right when they're saying that this is going on, that Anglophones and immigrants are going to find it tough to people have their voices heard?
I can definitely clarify. So we hear the concerns of Concordia, of the reports. However, we wanted to make sure to have a very inclusive process. Just to clarify, in terms of the online survey, if you go on the website, it's clearly written that anybody can call in and get information both in French and in English to help them complete the survey.
Why wasn't it done bilingually? I'm just curious.
Because we're in Montreal, because we're in Quebec, and the consultation process has to be in French. However, it's very accessible, it's very inclusive. We have a consultant who's available, the phone number is online. The consultant is Anglophone, bilingual, so that's not at all an issue. And the consultations, so the in-person consultations, there's going to be different forms of speaking, of discussing, and it could be done both in French and in English.
Perfect. All right, let me get back. So on the website now, where it's only in French only, for reasons you stated, does it say in English, if you are English, you can call this phone number for feedback?
It actually says that for any help, both in French and in English, you can call this number or write to the person concerned. So whether a person is French-speaking or English-speaking, they can call in and get assistance to fill in the online survey.
Can you understand why Anglophone seniors are feeling second-class, though? Because they...
Well, what we did, just to make sure to be inclusive as well, and you can see it on the page of ACT Concordia, who posted online their concerns, and I understand their concerns. There's seniors actually in Quebec who represents Anglophone-speaking seniors, who is invited, who will be present, and who actually put very positive comments, inviting other groups, inviting seniors to be there. So the Anglophone population will be represented and has clearly stated it.
So for the Anglophone who isn't a member of these groups and want to participate, they're going to have to go to the other areas, and there won't be any, you're not going to make any changes to where these consultations are going right after the raising of the concern for the English community.
Well, actually, the best way to reach seniors, from what we've seen, is through community groups. So there's Senior Action Quebec, but there's also all the groups in every borough.
Mm-hmm.
I actually participated, went to go speak at a conference recently where all the groups were there. Senior Action Quebec was there. It was accessible. There was a great turnout. That's the best way to reach a marginalized population is through the community group. So we're proud of our consultation process. There's always improvements that can be done. I answered ACT Concordia. I wrote to them to say that if they wanted to speak over the phone, I'll be giving them a call, and we're going to see how we can improve our processes. But we do believe that it is inclusive, and we will have a good turnout.
Now that the appeal has been made, you say that you are open to changes. Would you add an extra meeting, perhaps in the western part of Montreal or the West Island?
Well, we do have one in Outremont, but if we do get calls, we're always open. We're always open. Because so many seniors and because so many groups are already mobilized, we will still be having the consultations in February because we've gotten lots of confirmations, lots of positive feedback from the groups who I have met personally. So that one will still be happening, but if we get any other calls, we're always open, and we'll keep talking to improve our processes.
How many calls would it take to get a meeting in NDG?
Well, I haven't gotten a call yet, so if I do get one, we can see. It's not a question of numbers. It's really a question of, if the need is there, we're open to it. And we'll talk about it, but it's very important to say also, when we chose our locations, when we chose our four locations, we wanted to make sure that our buildings were universally accessible, which is not always easy. And we wanted equity across the city as well, because a lot of times what we do is we look for one central area with a metro that's accessible. However, we forget about the extremities, and we forget about the areas like St. Leonard, for example, where one of the consultations will be held, which doesn't have a metro. So it's very difficult for people to get around. So we wanted a certain form of equity, and we wanted to make sure to have various ways for people to have their voices heard, for seniors to have their voices heard, which is why it's available by telephone, online, and in person. So we're proud of our consultation process, but as I said, we're always open. I'm going to be talking to At Concordia. I just received their email in the last few minutes. I'm going to be talking to them, and we hear their concerns, but we're proud of our process.
I get that. You've mentioned that a couple of times. Hey, yep. Rosanna, what's the phone number on the website? Many seniors aren't either on the web or would have problems finding it. Who would they call if they want to add their voice or have a question about your consultation?
Do you want the phone number right now?
If you have it, yeah.
I can get it for you. Well, the website is realisonsmtl.ca/ANIES, so AINES. That's the phone number is there.
That's a lot to remember. How about you said if you haven't received any calls now, people want to express their feelings and they want to call you. What's your number?
Oh, I just got the number, so it's 438.
438.
320.
320.
1298.
1298. That's if they want to add their voice to the consultation process. Now, if they want to also express their opinion about wanting one in NDG, so you haven't had a call yet, what's the easiest way to reach you?
By email, it'll be a pleasure, or Facebook. Either one. I'm very accessible.
Okay. And what's your email?
Rosanie, Rosannie, .filato, FILATO, @ ville.montreal. .qc.ca.
Hopefully they got it. Okay, and the goal of the process when this is all done, what's the action plan gonna read like?
So the action plan is gonna have several axes. One of them is actually getting seniors involved, getting their voices heard. So it's gonna be interesting considering the discussions we're having now. But you know, we can't establish our priorities before having finished our consultation process. So by June, after having heard out the groups, after having heard out seniors, we'll be getting that out there and we'll be setting our priorities.
Can I get a commitment from you? If you don't hear from a lot of Anglos, you'll reach out and try so that you have equity, as you the word you threw out earlier?
Well, we're going to be working with Seniors Action Quebec.
Okay, so you think that's
represent the Anglophones, okay. And we'll talk to them and we'll see what we can do.
Sounds good. Thanks for coming on this morning. Appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. Have a great day.
You too. Rosanna Filato, Executive Committee Member responsible for seniors issues at the City of Montreal. It's 11:45. Let's go to the CJD Traffic Center.